You mentioned earlier that you needed to find ways to have people release their anger.
Anger release. There's some theory that when we are traumatized, there are blockages of energy, and sometimes that blockage comes out in the form of anger, if you like, and then again, anger is normal. How can people have a safe environment with trusted people and hopefully the community and political will for healing to take place so that they can release some of this energy and in the process of release it, integrate what has actually happened to them, why, and what they want to do with it. Anger is normal. All these responses we have when we're traumatized, whether it's going inside of ourselves, unable to focus, raised blood pressure, all of these, we're wired in really incredible ways. And how we react is based on who we are. But there are some similar reactions that people have to a lot of these things. And identifying them, helping people recognize that their anger is normal, even their desire for revenge is normal. Because what has happened identity-wise is that identity has been highly threatened. Life is no longer predictable. I no longer have my other identity needs met of being recognized as a equal partner in this relationship or in this community. I no longer have my human rights and the dignity of my humanity understood or recognized. So how is it that we can help people kind of acknowledge what has happened to them, appreciate their responses in ways, even though they don't feel good in the moment, and to understand that there are ways of releasing this energy through arts, through crying, through drama, writing, whatever it might be, to help them. And often, because of the relational aspects that exist in our reality, just to connect with them deeply and being present with them and to listen deeply, listen into their pain. Caregivers in these situations are people that really indeed do care, but in the process they too absorb some of the trauma from the other person. So they need to know how to take care of themselves. But all of that needs to be part of an educational process. And again, it's not just education. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about educational in the broadest sense that can incorporate the knowledge that something has happened to me, not only psychologically, but potentially spiritually. So that knowledge itself that I glean from an educational approach can help me then deal through the ceremonies and rituals of my religion, for example, potentially in more creative ways. So it's all of this mix, and we try then to see the whole picture, and it's not just our trauma, justice, peace-building picture, but it's also development and civil society and economics and politics and how then we interface with others that have those particular set of skills and expertise.